tell us about the history and what you've learned from your advanced citrus production system.
Okay, the system that we looked at today was the Gapway Grove experiment, planted in 2008. It's exactly 4 years old now, the December of 2012, 4 years. It's Hamlin Orange on two rootstocks, Swingle and C35. And this was the update year, basically, for people that came last year in 2011. The idea of the purpose of this field day was to update with the fourth year results, which was promising in terms of yield and all the horticultural factors, but not so encouraging, of course, as far as the HLB incidence, which has been doubling every year since 2010, and it is currently at 18%. But to the good news, the yield of uninfected trees is climbing steadily. We are getting an estimated 550 to 580 boxes per acre out of our high-density plantings of hydroponics, hydroponics-fed trees. And that is with seven and a half foot high trees on average. It's very small trees. We're getting good size control of them, and they're putting on extremely good crops, like I said, of nearly touching 600 boxes per acre. And the nitrogen use is about 30% less using that cultural system than with conventional production. So profitability is extremely good. Water use is also very good. We save a lot of water. Those trees at 500 plus box production per acre are using approximately 6.5. It's under 7 acre inches of water by irrigation, which is a half to a third of what large trees would use producing the same fruit crop.
And that 500 to 600 boxes an acre, that's substantially better than what you'd expect off of a traditional grove in that amount of time.
That is correct. From a age point of view, it's equivalent to shaving off 1 or 2 years in the production time to get to that same yield level. Normally, so in other words, you could add on 2 years and say normally a six-year-old grove at conventional spacing, meaning density, and production systems would produce the same yield. So so you're saving yourself 2 years in time, 2 years of production costs, which is significant. And more significantly, why we're doing this research is we wanted to bring forward the production cycle so that we can outcompete in terms of time any of the adverse effects of diseases that are encroaching. And it is partially successful. There's no doubt about it, but we only the time will tell whether it will be successful enough to make a profit.
You said because of HLB, you don't know yet your increasing incidence, whether they will survive to the break-even point.
That is correct. We know that the HLB increases in that block are constantly eroding at our gains that we make with the ACPS, the Advanced Citrus Production System. But that's what it was designed for, and if we can gain some years, we've been partially successful. So we have to be content with that. But at the same time, we're constantly searching for more pieces of the puzzle. It's a complex problem, and we keep on investigating any new ideas and tacks that we can follow and leads that we can follow to try to make it more successful.
You've been 4 years now. Under the old traditional systems, they used to say 7 years was about the break-even point. You're not too far from seeing whether this will be break-even or not economically.
That is correct. And we are right on track. If we could just avoid any further losses due to the HLB disease, we would be right on track to break even at 7 years. There's no doubt about it. Because if in the absence of disease, if we're on 550 boxes per acre in year four, we would be on 750 in year five. And then probably it would level off at 800 to maybe 850 in, you know, future years. But that is not going to happen. That is absolutely clear because of HLB. It's going to reach some other plateau and then decline, I think, next year. But we'll wait and see. Projections are hard to make with any amount of certainty.
You are trying to keep your trees to a certain height in there, right? Will that happen by the high-density planting?
That's correct. So we've got three tools for size control. The first one is, you could say it in a particular order, but I like to call the first one high fruit loading, because it's the most profitable method. If you can set a large fruit crop on a tree, regardless of the rootstock, except for perhaps the most vigorous ones, but on a moderate to dwarfing rootstock, if you set a high fruit crop on that canopy, it will actually shrink it because of the weight of the fruit. And also it'll outcompete the rapid growth of vegetation, vegetative branches and leaves on that canopy. And clearly it's the most profitable method. So that's the one of choice, is high fruit loads, because you're getting profit out of it. Number two is the rootstock, and you should use both. You should use, and we already are, we're using a moderate dwarfing rootstock, high fruit loads, we're getting good size control. Fruit tree sizes on that particular treatment of C35 rootstock have actually shrunk the tree heights. They came down from 8 feet average last year in height down to 7.5 feet this year. So they're going down. And I think it'll stabilize. You're looking at a plateau, in effect. So they're no longer increasing in size. It's been successful. And then the third method, of course, of tree size control is simple, with mechanical hedging and topping. And that's the last resort. It's the least profitable. It costs money to do it. You usually do some damage to the tree, so we use that as a last option. And we will have to do very light hedging after this harvest.
You showed growers and others, I think it's a 48-inch little hedging device on a Kubota, small Kubota tractor. Tell us about that and how that's working out.
Yes, this is a Kubota tractor of 48 inches footprint on the wheels. You get John Deere's and other brands, exactly the same specification. They have a lot of power. They are turbocharged engines. They, I think, have 75 horsepower at the PTO, so they can do a lot of farm work, versatile. We spray with it. We now hedging with it. We mow with it. We do all the usual things. So they're not unwieldy in any sense, except that they fit really well into those high density plantings. The hedger we have is experimental. It uses a sickle bar attachment, so it's best suited for smaller branches, but I believe it can take up to 3-inch diameter. But we're cutting twigs that are probably just a little larger than a pencil in size, which is about what, quarter or less inches in diameter. And that's desirable because it means we harm the tree minimally by cutting small branches or frequently. It is adjustable in width, so we are currently targeting a 7-foot middle for maintenance, but we could go as high as 8-foot middle in a 15-foot spacing, and we don't think we're going to harm yield like that or the trees. And by changing the angle, we can, of course, use the same attachment as a topper. It's a hedging and topping equipment.
Anything else you'd like growers to know about advanced citrus production system that we didn't discuss already?
No, nothing clear comes to mind, except I appreciate all their feedback and the interest from growers. And thank you for the growers that come to the field day and other growers that support us, and especially Gapway Groves, where we do the research.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.